It's going to be another year before most of the really big changes coming with the 2010 health law, known as Obamacare, take effect. That includes things like the ban on denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions and the requirement that most Americans have insurance. Still, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, some notable changes are now underway.
One of the changes that will affect everyone with private health insurance actually took effect last September, but most people won't see it until they renew or apply for new health insurance. It's called a summary of benefits and coverage. And the idea, says former Health and Human Services official Jay Angoff, is to help people actually understand what's in their insurance policies.
There's a standard format that allows people to compare benefits, to make apples-to-apples comparisons, not just on price, but on benefits.
Health plans will also have to provide consumers a glossary of insurance terms if they ask for it.
Now, it's still harder than some people would want. It's still a complicated area, but I think HHS has really done a very good job in making it as simple and meaningful as possible.